Welcome to Mimiki TV. Get ready to break through barriers, fuel your faith, pursue your purpose, and market your message so you can impact the marketplace for God.
Hi everyone, it's Mimiki Kuni. I wanted to pop on today just to give you a little bit of some encouragement, some tools and tips to really overcome this current atmosphere we're living in. So I know this is really an unprecedented time in history that we are experiencing. Although it's not new, presidents do come and go and governments rise and fall, and nothing is new that is under the sun, right? But it doesn't mean it helps us to know that living in today's society. But I really believe that we don't have to be sucked into the fear and the negativity and the hatred and the mudslinging, because if they say you attend a mud match, some of the mud's going to stick to you. So I just wanted to offer some encouragement today. And this just reminds me of a story of back in 1994, which was my last year of high school. I was living in South Africa. And at the time, you know, we all have our hopes and dreams as we are leaving high school or even college, of what our future is going to be like. Now, sometimes, you know, life gives you lemons. You have to make lemonade. So back in 94, you know, there's a lot of political upheaval and a lot of fear around our next president when President Mandela came to power. Now, for the rest of the world looking on, thought this, you know, this was great news. But for us living in South Africa, it didn't feel so great because there was a lot of fear. There was a lot of hatred. There was a lot of rioting and looting. They'd closed down schools. People were burning cars. We were on the brink of civil war. And when you're in such a fear-based environment, it really does start to mess with your head, right? And it starts to discolor your whole world. But we have to believe, you know, as believers in Christ, that we have authority over that. We can rise above. We don't have to be sucked in by the negativity around us. And that even if the results don't turn out the way we like, we know that we can have the assurance that God knows what's going to happen. It also reminds me of the story of when Jesus was in the boat sleeping and his disciples were having a freak fest. Like, how can you be sleeping at this time? And the reason why he was relaxed is he already knew the future. He knew what he had to do. So this tiny little blimp, this little storm that he was in, just seemed insignificant to him because it didn't really play an important role in what his future would hold. So knowing that and relying on that, I think, is super important. Now, so for many of us, you know, the whole concept of fear, we've just got accustomed to. I mean, personally, I had lived my whole life up until, you know, adulthood in a fear-based mentality. And really what fear does, it discolors the way you view yourself. It opens the doors to a lot of things like depression, anxiety, phobias. And it just really starts to drive your thinking and your behavior. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be fear-based. I want to know that with assurance that I can make decisions that are going to positively affect my future, even if things don't turn out the way I wanted. So I wanted to offer you some encouragement today. Talking of which, this was actually a book I wrote in 2018, which is Warrior to Warrior, A Mother's Journey from Fear to Faith. Who knew, well, I suppose God knew, how relevant it would be for today. And this is really my personal testimony, for those who don't know my story, of growing up in South Africa and the trauma I had to go through as a child, parental divorce, getting physically bullied, being dragged through a really ugly court battle, you know, getting married young, moving country, and then losing a loved one and having to deal with a family member with severe depression and suicidal tendencies. So, you know, if we've all gone through these things, everyone is suffering with something or going through something. That's why I think kindness and patience is so important. But I want to read a little bit from the book for you. Just to give you a little encouragement. But before I do, just to let you know, I do have a free resource. If you go to mimikakuni.com/warrior, as in WARRIOR, you can get the free prayer guide, because part of the book is, after most chapters, there are activation prayers. So if, say, for instance, if fear, you really want to break free from fear, there are little prayers in the book that you can say, because there is power in your words. By you speaking things out loud, which is why you also need to censor your speech, right? You can go there and grab that free resource. So going back to the book Warrior to Warrior, A Mother's Journey from Fear to Faith, let me read you a little bit about the fear section. So first of all, let me read what the Merriam-Webster Dictionary describes fear as an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by anticipation or awareness of danger, an instance of this emotion, a state marked by this emotion, anxious concern, and a reason for alarm. So if we see there, it really, it's an emotion and it's an unpleasant awareness. So it's not necessarily the truth. That's the thing to know about, that the feelings of fear aren't necessarily truth. And we can rise above the way we think and feel, because as human beings, we are made of three parts. We have the spirit, we have our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, and we have our body. Now, you know, the whole idea of when someone is sick or has disease, it's dis-ease. The body is out of balance. And oftentimes, I believe that these things are connected to an internal condition. So if you have very anxious and fear-based thinking, it's going to show in your body. You can get, you know, heart palpitations, sweaty palms, you know, restless sleep, stomach issues, you know, all those kind of physical symptoms accompany the way that you are thinking. So I want to, you know, challenge you today to think about what you're thinking about and think about where you're getting your inputs. If you want to be freed from negativity, then, you know, don't watch the negative news. Don't be privy to conversations where people are getting into mudslinging matches online. He said, she said, whatever, blaming, you know, hatred. And there's no point in dragging yourself into it, even though you might want something, you have something to say. I say sometimes it's better to zip your lip and stay at peace. But let me read you a little bit more about the whole thing about fear. So the first thing we need to realize is that fear is a punk loser. He is a demonic spirit. It's not your own thoughts, and that is not acceptable. Just think of it this way. Would you allow someone to talk to you out loud like that, or to someone you love? I don't think so. Fear is a liar, a bully, and a thief. And he is part of that punk gang from down under who all have the same agenda. Steal, kill, destroy. Ugh, makes me angry. However, the good news is that we are onto him. We know his punk-like tactics, and we are going to destroy him once and for all. Because 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For the Spirit of God did not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." So part of that self-discipline is really monitoring your thoughts. Like, what are you thinking? What are you lying in there? And the whole idea is that even with fear, like, read you a little bit more here, you know, granted, the whole premise of the book is the subtitle is that fear keeps us in bondage, and it shows up as, it doesn't often show up as a neon sign. Its power is in its stealth and secrecy. We give power to fear by keeping the roots of fear secret hidden. We break free from fear by confessing our sins, renouncing our iniquities, accepting mercy from God, and walking in fear. Like, let me ask you this. Have you ever had, and this is something that could go back to way back in your childhood, because as we go through life, we pick up, you know, bumps and bruises and traumas and experiences that do affect us. And sometimes we're not aware of it at the time, but fear and trauma go together. So sometimes it could be something that happened as a child, or maybe you don't even have a memory, but or maybe somebody's hurt you that you feel, you know, unforgiveness towards them. Let me invite you to let that go, because unforgiveness and fear go hand in hand. It might have been years ago that something was said to you or done to you, but you don't have to be under that heavy load. You can decide today, because you have a choice, your free will. And that's something God doesn't mess with, is your free will. Because many say, why doesn't God do this? And why doesn't he just change this? And because as humans, he said he wants us to choose. So you have a choice today. You can either stay in fear, hold on to bitterness and unforgiveness, because oftentimes we think that's a badge of honor when we feel like I'm justified to stay unforgiving to whoever's hurt me. But we don't want to be a victim to fear. We want to be victors. We want to rise above that. So let me encourage you today that just think about, perhaps there's some parts in your life that you want to invite God into and say, well, help me forgive this person. Sometimes it's hard to do it yourself. But that's why we have, as Christians, we have that faith in God, because we know we can't do this. We are a hot mess by ourselves. And I want to encourage you to do that. So if you want some more resources, I'd say, you know, if you want to get the prayer guide, go to mamikakuni.com/warrior, as in WARRIOR. And another resource is this other book I wrote. It's actually free on Amazon. If you are Amazon in the US, you can get the Kindle for free. It's a short read, but it really is useful. It's Mindset Makeover, How to Renew Your Mind and Walk in God's Authority. So you can download that today and start really think, you know, helping to readjust the way you think. Because our thoughts determine our behavior. And if we start to really be proactive in how we're thinking and how we're reacting and how we're speaking, because words are containers of power. Let's also flip the script on fear and flip the way we speak about ourselves and others and start to just say, I'm not going to be sucked into that drama. I am going to decide to rise above. I'm going to fill myself with positive things. I'm going to rely on God's word and start speaking it out loud, which is why I believe it's so important to really say these things and censor our speech and come in alignment. And lastly, I want to encourage you that no matter what happens in the world, us as humans don't have that control. We just need to decide to trust God that even in the days of, you know, Daniel who served Nebuchadnezzar, even if it was a king who wasn't necessarily godly, he still served him as if he was serving unto God. Which, in other words, we have a good attitude, even if things don't happen the way we want to. And even if things do go according to our desires and our wants, that we don't start acting arrogant about that, that we start to decide, okay, God, where are you in all of this? What is my plan? What is my lane? Because I can encourage you that staying in your lane and focusing on what your task, because you are called for greatness. You've called to do something and to help others, that if you can stay focused and you can stay out of fear, you can definitely change your future. So again, thanks for those who have joined me live. If you haven't yet shared this, please go ahead and share that. I will put the links I mentioned in the comments as well, so you can go ahead and grab those free resources. And I pray that you have a wonderful day and a blessed week, and that you are happy and content, and you rise above, and that we will have good reports. So until next time, bye.